Welcome to the second official B2K podcast. My name is Austin, also Charbok on the forums. With me here today is Alex, who is Ayatui, Robert, who is Cypherlord, and Nick was supposed to be here, but he could not make it for one reason or another. What's great about the second podcast is that we've worked out a lot of the technical kinks and hopefully can bring you something that will be a little bit easier to listen to than last time, granted that there are a few microphone issues. What's also cool about this podcast is that during it, P2K is actually working, unlike it was last time. And what's also cool is that all three of us, as we discovered, are from completely different parts of, like, the world. Alex is from Norway, actually, and Robert is from New Jersey. It is cool that we're all from very different parts of the world, and it just shows you how vast P2K can kind of be. Let's dive right into it, actually. We'll start by talking about P2K itself and all the news and stuff that has been going on. What war teams do we have this year?
This year, it's the Knights of the Round Table, led by Pichu Boy and Adam, the Cullen, which, by the way, doesn't have anything to do with Twilight.
Yeah, I discovered that. I read, I'm a Twilight fan, actually, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe he likes Twilight. But I'm a Twilight fan, and I saw that, and I was like, woo, and then I read it, and it was like, this has nothing to do with Twilight. And I was like, dang it. But anyway, keep going.
We already have the Twilight Hate Club.
Is there really? No, there was. That was a joke, though, between me and the CGA, because they all know that I like Twilight, and so they changed the name of it to the Twilight Hate Club, because I made the Twilight Fan Club, and they thought I was a loser, so they changed the name.
I'm going to not flame Twilight right now and move on.
Anyway.
Moving on. We have a returning never winner, Team Aqua. I don't mean that in a bad way.
That's just Team Aqua's amazing. I'm part of Team Aqua, actually. I've been doing Team RPs for them for a while because me and Rust, Lord Selby, know each other, I guess. And
in real life?
No, not in real life. I wish, because he seems pretty cool. And I hope he hears that, because then he'll, like, upgrade me in Team Aqua. But, yeah, I'm part of Team Aqua. And then, how many more are there? One, two, three. Three more, I think.
And then we have Team Gurren Lagann. I think that I'm doing that right. Oh, it's led by Mikey.
Okay. I don't know anything about wars or anything, so I'm just going to stay quiet.
You should join war.
Me? Or Alex?
Both of you.
I am already in it.
Oh, well then Alex should.
I've been with the Cullen.
Okay, I guess I'll join a war team or something. I don't know.
Then we have One Against All, the OAA by Carly, Firefly K.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Is Team Rocket doing it this year?
Oh yeah, Team Rocket. They haven't been posting. Unfortunately, the Alpha Guild and the Couch Potatoes didn't get in, so grieve. Who wants to give them a moment of silence?
Yeah, we'll give... This is a moment of silence for the Alpha Guild and the Chaos Potatoes. Alright, I'm gonna edit all that out, by the way. Not the moment of silence, we're keeping the moment of silence. Those are our war teams, and I'm just gonna make a prediction here and say that Team Aqua is gonna win and get all the points.
Austin? I try not to crazily support the Cullen, but you just pushed me over the edge.
What's your prediction, actually, since Alex, you don't do war, but what's your prediction for who's going to win?
I think that Team Aqua's going to come in the final three. Us is One Against All, and of course the Cullen, because, not because I'm on it, but because the Goth really is amazing.
The what?
The Cullen. The Cullen are probably going to win Fanfiction or P, which is going to be close between us and,
Aqua, because you've seen Rust and Neo RP, so.
Yeah.
They're pretty good at that kind of stuff. So hopefully they'll go well.
But the thing is, Rust always does the same thing. Get Celebi, launch missiles.
Yup. It's a Rust thing to do. Or he'll, like, I don't know. I kind of hope he listens to this, but kind of hope he doesn't. But basically what he does...
Get Celebi, launch
missiles. Do something
missiles.
Crazy. Get Celebi, launch a bunch of missiles, die, and then come back way more powerful, and then kill everyone.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Rust does. And it works, so.
Except we never win.
Hey, we won one of the team RPs, so. But anyway, you say you think
Colin would have won war though. Team RP last time, but died.
Yeah, there needs to be a way to get team RPs working a little more smoothly. But so yeah, those are the war teams.
It was the second most successful RP I've ever been in.
Yeah.
The most successful was like Pokemon Island, I think. It was back a couple years ago. I type up a post only to find that it had blue 2 pages. Which is because I didn't like one-liners.
Yeah, no, I hate if you do, if you join Team RPE or War, you can't do one-liners. If you do one-liners, they'll like kick you out, which I like because I really think that RP posts should be a little more than just like 3 sentences.
I walked over to the insert something here, and did insert something here, and
yeah, but with RPs and stuff, I guess sometimes you can be allowed to just do one-liners, like
yeah,
if you died or something and that's all you did in that time, I guess yeah. You can post I died or something.
I yeah. died the end.
Yeah,
I think it would be a little more descriptive than that, but yeah. Speaking of RPs, there have actually been a couple of new RPs that have been put up.
Yeah, there's been a lot lately, actually.
Yeah.
There's Twista. Shen is yelling at me to say Keista, but I'm not.
I don't know. We'll ask. Maybe Neo will read. He actually probably won't listen to it. He doesn't listen to podcasts, probably.
Oh my god, he just posted.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Ask him if it's Quista or Keista.
OPM.
Or Quista. Yeah, do that. And then we'll get back to you there. So yeah, Keista is back. It's probably Keista knowing him. What else? Dark Spire by Mucario actually looks to be pretty decent. So everyone who's interested in
I'm a crazy guy in Keista, so I'm planning on burning down Equatique City after killing Ho-Ho.
That's something that Dark Spire was just created. It's a fantasy kind of thing set in the Pokemon world, so if you're interested in that, check out Dark Spire by Mucario. In addition,
yeah, and there's a new RP in the sign up page. It hasn't been made yet, but Team Midnight or Team Sunlight is actually pretty popular. They only need 4 more members and they're good to go.
How many members?
Okay.
No, it's actually because Team Midnight has 4 more members than Team Sunlight. They're closing Team Midnight and just waiting for 4 more members to come to Team Sunlight.
So everyone should check out Team Midnight or Team Sunlight. In addition, Candix Trevor's Infinite Rain, which is an RP about a cast form. You know, the Pokemon cast form is the ability to change the weather. And in Sinnoh, apparently it has been raining for weeks on end. And so they're all looking for cast forms to,
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Seems pretty decent.
Yeah, I think that Candix Trevor is doing a pretty good job of getting it good. He's already got several sign-ups, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also by Flurried Rains, is the Disaster 2012.
That looks fun.
Yes, it's probably, this is my, we should do this from now on. This is the, this is my pick for best new RP because it's very much apocalyptic and I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff.
I picked key stuff for it, but since it was posted
yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
That doesn't mean it's not my favorite RP ever, but...
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pick the one I mentioned earlier, because it's the only one I know, and I kinda like those adventure stories.
So the 3 Journey. You wanna look at are... What was the one? Are you talking about Team Midnight or Team Sunlight?
Yeah, that one.
So actually, check out...
Yeah.
It's already 16.
So yeah, if you're gonna check out any new RPs, check out Team Midnight or Team Sunlight, Disaster 2012, and Keista. All of which...
The Cry of the Guardian.
in addition, there is, you know, there are many other RPs, so make sure you get out there and join them, because RPing is very fun and something that I think PGK does really well. Cool. Go down, we can also look at voting polls, which are probably the most spam boards on the forum, which is fine.
Hey, what happened to no generalization?
I did.
Yeah,
that's not a generalization, it's the truth.
So then, there's a pretty good new voting poll about rare candies. I've actually voted on it. I never do it, but pretty good.
Yeah, I've voted on it too. And there's a while back there was a voting poll named Football. It became like
that was ridiculous. So
betting,
I think what
and
we start doing then is every week we'll go through the voting polls and pick out a couple ones that we want to discuss. Use them later on. And then
I'm the crazy one.
Another poll that I'm gonna look at, besides the 10,000 hard gold soul servers, is the punch out poll. And it says, are you getting punch out? Is anyone here getting punch out? I don't know if it's out in Europe yet, actually.
I don't even know what that is.
Punch out is a Wii game that just came out. Developed by, I can't remember who it's developed by. Next Level Games. And it's a remake of, well, not a remake, but a sequel to a 15-year-old punching boxing game for NES and SNES that was really, really great. And I've got my copy right here. I'm actually renting it, but it's really fun. So if you have a Wii and you've got $50 and you need a great game, buy Punch-Out. Because it is really good.
You've got 50 extra bucks laying around.
If you plan on buying a Wii game, get Punch Out, because it's really, really good.
Oh my god, I had a dream last night that Kenneth Hardy was banned.
Kenneth Hardy? Okay. I'm not gonna say anything on that subject.
I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
Okay.
Plus, I'm quoted in his thing, so.
Okay, now we're getting way out of subject.
A lot of this is going to be edited, because this is a really messy podcast so far.
Okay, the 10,000, I think there's 10 gold and silver remake folks about a lot of stuff, so check them out. Some are random and some are pretty good.
Oh my god, they numbered the hot gold silver gold.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
10.
There are 10. So check those out. I actually think I might just eliminate this whole poll thing because it's getting kind of useless. I'll find a better way to do it later. So past the PGK forums, there's a lot going on in the Pokemon world itself, including Heart Gold and Soul Silver, which we discussed last week during the podcast, and we'll also be discussing this week during the podcast.
Because we have nothing better to do.
That is true, but it's also interesting. So, some info on Heart Gold and Soul Silver. It's being released in Japan later this year, and it's just a remake of Gold and Silver, like a lot of people wanted it to be. Pretty exciting because it's...
And I'm okay with that.
You know, I am too, but I don't think I'm going to buy it because I don't want to spend money on a game that I played 10 years ago. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I might buy it because I don't... I had Crystal, but I lost it, so
I guess if you really wanted to, you could just dig up an old copy of Gold or Silver and play that, but...
Yeah, the thing about these is that they are going to have more features, hopefully. So that would be a reason to buy them, but I personally don't want to spend money on them if I'm having... There's a lot of video games, Wii and DS games coming out that I have to buy, so...
Have you played The World Ends With You?
I haven't yet. I heard it's very good, though.
I suggested it. The plot line was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's
good. Yeah. Watch out for Joshua.
I have no idea.
Okay, but we should probably talk about Artful Soul Silver. And I heard the starter thingy, where you pick starters, is actually going to be a wheel, and it's 3D, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, that seems really cool. I'll have to look up a video of it on YouTube once it gets found on Japan.
There's a picture of it on Bulbapedia, if you want to check it out.
I'll look it up now. Right now, actually. You guys just talk about stuff. I'll look all this up.
Okay. And I think I'm getting Soul Silver if I'm getting it, because I already have Ho-Oh.
I want a Lugia, too. But my brother will probably get the, Heart Gold one. Because he doesn't like to be like me. Sorry, man.
It's all good. So Heart Gold and Soul Silver, apparently, in Japan, are going to be releasing on September 11th.
That's a month before my birthday.
That's what?
That's a month before my birthday.
Do you live in Japan?
What?
Do you live in Japan?
No,
okay.
No, he said it was his birthday.
I know, that but day. It wouldn't. Anyway, and you can start pre-ordering it if you are in Japan or intend to import it on July 20th, the same date as the new Pokemon movie comes out, actually, which is also on July 20th. It is speculated, they haven't actually said anything, but it is speculated that there will be Johto and Kanto, not just Johto. They're saying they will be including Kanto as well. You will have a choice between boy or girl. And actually, there will be a skateboard in the game.
You're not serious. No. That's like Kingdom Hearts 2.
Like, instead of the bicycle or instead of the running shoes?
I would think instead of the bicycle.
Yeah.
But apparently there's going to be a skateboard in it. That's just what it said in KoroKoro, the Japanese gaming magazine. And it will probably be selling for 4,800 yen, which is equivalent to $35. The girl trainer in the game is not going to be the one from Crystal. And apparently the starter Pokemon follow you around outside of their Pokemon.
Yeah, no, that's actually been confirmed. It's been confirmed. Cause they
I love Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, basically like Pokemon Yellow. I've got a couple of screenshots here that I'm looking at. One where there's a Totodile following him around, and one with a Cyndaquil, so that looks interesting.
I want to see a Feraligatr stalking me.
That would be ridiculous. It'd be a little big. But, so yeah, apparently the Pokemon will be outside of their Pokeball, and in addition, just like Fire Red and Leaf Green, they will have cutscenes before you enter any areas. So, like, if you go into the forest, it'll be a little, like, picture of the forest before you actually get into it. So, yeah, Heart Gold and Soul Silver look pretty decent. I'm personally not going to buy them, but I know a lot of people will. What else is going on in the gaming world?
Got it.
Yeah, you...
Which is really good.
For all you Final Fantasy, but epic fans like me, Final Fantasy IV, the After Years, is going to be released in 2009 for...
WiiWare, I believe.
Yeah, WiiWare. In, I think it's 10 different episodes. Reminiscent of the stuff that happened for the, mobile phones in Japan. Mm-hmm. What I'm kind of upset about is that they're not releasing this for the iPhone as well, because I was kind of hoping for a phone release.
Well, the iPhone, I don't know. I don't consider that a gaming system yet. A lot of people do, but I don't, because there are a lot of games on it that just don't ever work. First-person shooters, they don't work, because your finger is on the screen that you're shooting on, so you can't see what's going on. And you can't use a stylus, you have to use your finger.
Dude,
if you do
Brothers in Arms, our appeal was amazing.
It worked okay, but again, my finger was just getting in the way too much for me to be able to really enjoy it. Whereas on DS, you can control the shooting on the bottom screen, the touch screen, and have the action.
Wait, are you sure you can't use the stylus?
Yeah, you can't, because it senses like heat. It's a heat sensor, so it only works with like your finger, which gives.
That's the reason why you can have the really thick protector for the screen.
Yep. In addition, Boombox Bash Party for Wii just released, which is getting very good reviews, much like the first one, so pick that up if you're a Wii owner. Much has really released for 360, except for UFC 2009 Undisputed, which is the Ultimate Fighting Championship video game, I suppose, released a little bit ago. And it's getting decent reviews.
For anyone interested... A really good game called Red Steel 2 is coming out.
Yep,
soon.
I've got, if anyone's interested in that, I've got all the details for it, so.
Yeah, Red Steel 2.
Okay, I think Nick is back.
Yeah, I believe he is.
Okay, hello, Nick.
Hey.
Nice. Alright, so now we've got all four. Not our actual podcast team, but we've got enough of us to do a decent podcast. So we were just talking about, we talked about some stuff on the forums, some Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and now we're just talking about new video games that are releasing, and we're almost done with that, actually.
Should we go to URPG now? Or?
What is there to talk about with URPG?
National Park stuff.
Yeah, they added locations, right?
I don't know much about URPG, so take it away.
They added the location for the Pokemon, right?
Yeah, location and the park rules. I have a problem with the location, though. They have a ton of categories, but they haven't explained how it's going to work or anything.
Yeah, that's... But I like the fact that they added the legendaries. You can't catch them, but at least they work for Pokédex purposes.
From what I understand, maybe I'm hoping that actually they're going to have like events, you know, like how there's Legend Defender and tournaments. Maybe they can have national park tournaments.
I don't think that would work. It just doesn't add up. Then legendaries become too common, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the story writing thing, tournament or something that they have, because the national park is kind of like an RP, right?
Yeah.
So the better writer gets the Pokemon, so then the best writers will get
On the not another generic tourney, it's the final bracket now, and it looks like it's getting the following battles are gonna be pretty good. Le Man beat Jack, and Bryce Bam beat Kashmir. The only battles that we need to do is Mike versus Chris or Fossil Fusion, and then we have Necromancy or Jackson against the Taro. Should be good.
But I think the URPGs should have like tires.
There are tires. Really? Actually,
hold
we
on
have
one second.
That.
I will be right back. Keep talking about URPG.
Okay. There's a URPG battle ladder.
Hey, does it have Ubers and OU Pokemon and stuff like that, or is it just?
Oh no, you have to use Smoggin for that.
No, but I think they should add it like to the URPG. Because some Pokemon are better there, like, because they have max stats and stuff. I don't know.
Smoggin has all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's really unnecessary.
Yes, but like, yeah. So you don't have a battle like, so people don't go using only Garchomp because it's Uber and stuff, and it can't be defeated.
Garchomp is very beatable because Garchomp is very beatable. Like in real tires, they don't really matter because you can have all the moves and then some in here instead of just four. So that actually really makes up for the tire stuff.
One hit go to KO it in two hits with Surf, so it's not really a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neo replied to my PM about Quista. Moment of truth. Quista is pronounced Quista.
Quista. Okay, Quista.
I told you, Shen.
It was hosted by Trainer 17. It was a quiz, and you answered questions, and you got money if you answered the question right.
Yeah. Helicopter noise.
Yeah. Hey, I gotta go. Sorry.
Okay. See ya, Alex. Nick, you
I might
there?
See ya.
Nick, you there? greater wages have been just been posted for any graders out there that haven't seen it yet. Two new graders this season. Kashmir and yours truly.
I'm not... I used to be interested in your RPG, but... lately, it just kind of bores me. There's nothing interesting in it to me anymore.
That's too bad. I'm sorry. It's actually pretty cool. What made
I played it? I did it for about 2 months, and it got really boring.
Did you use forum battles or aim battles?
I used both.
You have to use aim because they really get a lot more into it, and
yeah, but then it's still boring. It's the same thing over and over. Battle, evolve, get more TMs. Battle, evolve, get more Pokemon, etc.
Well, to his or her own. To each his own.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm back, by the way.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing URPG, but it didn't really seem like my kind of thing. Because I feel like if I wanted to do that, I would just play a Pokemon game. But I don't know, apparently a lot of people really like it, so that's fine with me. Alright, so past URPG, there are a few movies I think releasing this week. A couple, or actually that released this past week. Terminator Salvation, the new Terminator movie came out.
They actually made a game put on the iPhone.
Hold on guys, I'll be right back.
Okay. It's just you, just you and me now, Austin.
Yay. So yeah, Terminator came out, getting mixed reviews, 52 average. What else came out? Dance Flick came out.
And are you planning on seeing Austin?
The only one I'm planning on seeing is Dance Flick, and that's only because some friends are going. It looks really bad, and I don't actually want to go, but whatever. Friends are going, so I might as well tag along.
I'm getting on Rotten Tomatoes right now. I'll check.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go soon.
All right. I guess we can try and wrap this up.
Dance Flick has 28%.
Oh boy.
All right, I'm back.
Well, Alex just left. Wonderful.
Yep.
And I think we're just gonna wrap this one up because there actually isn't as much to talk about as I would have thought.
Well, we covered a lot of stuff last time.
Yeah, we did.
The only thing I can think of is
make sure that anyone who listens to the podcast emails us or posts your questions in the PHK podcast listener mail thread, which is in the Mystery of Innovation. Sorry. Or you can email us
or else
at p2kpodcast@gmail.com and give us your questions. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, also email us. There's a form that you can find in the official P2K podcast thread. And if for some reason you can't find that, PM one of the people, either me, Black Label, or who else? Well, what's the Raffle Tacos? PM one of us three.
Ayatui or Burson.
Yeah.
So yeah.
PM any of those
or
people,
this.
And they'll point you where you should be going. I guess.
I'm just here for the lulz, though.
Yeah, send us stuff for this will be random as crap most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Austin, kill him! We said no swearing.
He didn't say a swear word.
I said crap.
I hate my teachers so much.
Okay, well anyway, that's all for this week. And I guess we may record another one tomorrow with me when Sean can be here. Hopefully we can do
that. Someone else wants to do it too.
Yeah,
they said they might be able to do it tomorrow as a guest.
Alright, well, we'll look into that. Hopefully me, Nick, and Sean can do one like we did last time. And hopefully we'll see you then, I guess.